107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs were expected to impact the May jobs report, but the data shows hires were better than expected, with 139,000 jobs added. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says, though, the report did show some signs of cooling.
We have a resilient job market continuing to defy expectations despite all the uncertainty coming out of the White House in terms of tariff policy, immigration policy, but it does show us that the job market is gradually slowing down. Businesses are saying, look, we can't foresee the future as clearly as we thought we could months ago, which could impact their hiring decisions.
President Trump says he's not ready to talk to Elon Musk yet after the two took their fallout over the budget bill public yesterday. Musk calling for that budget bill to be scrapped. Walmart says it's expanding its drone service deliveries to 100 new stores in five cities, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Charlotte, and Houston. Drone deliveries are already available in Dallas and parts of Arkansas. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. On Thursday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin does not need to pay state unemployment taxes. The unanimous decision found that the state violated the Catholic Charity Bureau's religious freedom guarantee under the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued the organization did not qualify for a tax exemption because their day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings, and a large portion of their funding comes from public sources. The organization argued their disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. The U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission this week, accusing the commission of violating the Help America Vote Act. According to the letter, the commission has not offered a state-based administrative complaint procedure allowing residents to report violations they observe or experience while voting based on a 2022 state court decision that ruled the commission cannot police itself. The letter also requests that the U.S. Election Assistance Commission withhold federal funding until the WEC comes into compliance with the HAVA. The Barron Area School District is among 25 districts across the state to receive a grant funding award through the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. According to organization officials, the grant funding was provided through the Social Emotional Learning Life Tools Program. The goal of the initiative is to help students build emotional and social skills that help them thrive inside and outside of the classroom. The program includes an 8-week course taking place after school hours with a school counselor, social worker, or professional counselor. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials are reminding Superior area residents of construction work on U.S. Highway 53 that's scheduled to begin on Monday. Governor Tony Evers recently approved a nearly $4 million contract for the project, which will see pavement improvements on Highway 53 between 2nd Avenue East and Hewitt Avenue. The highway will remain mostly open to traffic during construction, with some single-lane closures on top of ramp closures for the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project. Construction should wrap up by October. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh other than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last-second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in Game 1 of the Finals.
Man, we just we keep believing, and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero, and we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with calm winds and cooler temperatures, only scraping highs in the upper 60s. Good chance of showers, some rumbles of thunder are also possible this afternoon. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s, and a chance of showers popping up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to State Senator Chris Larson. We'll have a guest talking about the growth of building trades apprenticeships. And we're joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program here on Anything Goes Weekend. And will military officers have to sign a loyalty oath to Trump? This is wild. There is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. I think this is Mikey Weinstein's group. I could be wrong, but MRFF. I'm pretty sure it is. Mikey has been on this program many times. It's been a couple of years since he was on, but he used to be on fairly regularly. His son was in the Air Force Academy. Mikey himself graduated from the Air Force Academy. His son was there. They're Jewish. And his son was forced to suffer Christian indoctrination, essentially, at the Air Force Academy. And that provoked Mikey Weinstein to start this organization. Well, now you've got the Office of Personnel Management, according to news reports, is planning on or may have already implemented, at least within the White House, a loyalty test, a questionnaire that you have to fill out describing your favorite of Trump's policies, why you think Trump is such a good president, how you think you can help the Trump administration advance their goals, and you must sign an oath declaring your personal loyalty to the person of Donald Trump. Now, the last time we had a loyalty oath was back in the early, kind of the pre-McCarthy era in the late 1940s when Harry Truman was president, maybe the early 1950s. He was president until January of 1953. And, you know, from the time Franklin Roosevelt died in 45. And Harry Truman, in response to all this kind of hyper-nationalistic, anti-communist, anti-fascist rhetoric that ultimately led to the McCarthy hearings in the mid-50s, Harry Truman tried to put into place a loyalty oath for the military where they would swear basically their loyalty to the Constitution of the United States. And that got struck down, and there was a lot of blowback. But now they want them to say, well, this is from a senior officer who wrote to MRFF's Mikey Weinstein. He writes, this is a senior military officer, a flag officer in the United States military. He writes, I want to write in today to confirm that the latest buzz at the highest levels of the Defense Department is that Secretary Hegseth, we call him Kegger Pete, right? And a collection of puppet sycophants who comprise his inner circle are strongly considering demanding written loyalty oaths to the president from all active duty reserve and National Guard officers at the field grade 04 level and above. This would be majors and above in the Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Space Force, and lieutenant commanders and above in the U.S. Navy. He goes on to write, the written loyalty to Trump directive appears to be imminent, but has not yet been implemented, combined with the duty day Christian prayer meetings in full uniform, are so far over any line of legal and practical acceptance that I can certainly tell you that both the military and civilian senior leadership at the Pentagon and throughout the Department of Defense have been cast into total chaos beyond description. Elect a clown, expect a circus. I mean, this goes way beyond this. This is spitting in the face of the founders of this republic who wrote into the First Amendment that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. And in the Constitution itself, that no religious test shall be applied to anybody who wants to hold a job or position or elected office in government. So keep an eye on this. I don't think this is going to go away. I think it's going to turn into a big deal. And Trump is going to try to say, oh, yeah, you're not patriotic? Really? You don't want to proclaim your loyalty to me? It's just utterly disgusting. Speaking of Trump, yesterday, the German chancellor, Mr. Merz, was in his, Friedrich Merz, was in his office, in the Oval Office. And during the meeting, Trump, talking about Ukraine and Russia, revealed that the day before he had had one of his famous hour-long conversations where Vladimir Putin gave him his marching orders. And again, we don't know if Putin is doing this because he's got, you know, video of Trump in a hotel in Moscow with a 12-year-old, or if he's doing it because Trump still wants a billion-dollar Trump hotel in Moscow, or if it's because Putin is his mentor and is teaching him how to govern, or something else. I mean, we just don't know. Why is it that Trump always defers to Putin? Is he owned by Putin? Does he want to be like Putin? I mean, what's the deal? But anyhow, Trump revealed in that meeting with Merz, the German chancellor, that he had had this conversation with Putin and that he had told Putin, well, you know, just fight it out with Ukraine. Of course, you know, Russia is like, you know, what, 50 times larger than Ukraine. I don't know the percentage, the number, but it's massively larger, you know, bigger population, bigger military, bigger budget, everything. And the German chancellor, after Trump said, sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart. Trump has, you know, for 3 months now, the first 3 months of his presidency, every time he gets asked about Ukraine, he says, well, you know, we'll come up with something in 2 weeks, right? It's like Scaramucci's, right? And so anyhow, Trump says this, and Chancellor Merz says, America is again in a very strong position to do something on ending this war in Ukraine. So let's talk about what we can do. We are looking for more pressure on Russia. We should talk about that. And Trump, of course, changed the subject. Trump said, Putin strongly told me that Russia is going to respond to these attacks on the airfields. And then, of course, Russia overnight launched a series of missiles and drones at Ukraine. At least 5 people were killed, including a 1-year-old boy, his mother and grandmother. The child who died in this Russian attack on Ukraine last night was the grandson of an emergency responder. President Zelensky posted about this on his Telegram channel. He said one of the rescuers arrived to respond to the aftermath right at his own home. It turned out that a Shahed drone hit his house. And his mother, this man's wife, the grandmother, his daughter, the mother, and his grandson, the 1-year-old boy, were all killed by the Russians last night. So what does Putin do now? I mean, people are concerned that he's going to use tactical nukes, although Xi Jinping has explicitly told Putin, don't you dare, which is probably the only good news to come out of China in a long, long time. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Here's Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm sorry I'm not calling about the Days of Our Lives at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yeah, though I'm enjoying the show. I have a couple of items this week that have flown under the radar that I just want to call to you and other people's attention. I sent you a couple of links that you can then pass on to Sue. But the Trump administration this week is working on restructuring Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac back to the way it was when we had the big housing crash. and no one's really talking about that.
Now, refresh my memory. Was that like a semi-privatized agency? Was that what happened?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes, and it's under conservatorship. And basically, if they do that, then investment bankers will get a load of cash and we'll be stuck holding the bag again.
Yeah. And this is a particularly precarious time for this because right now the housing market is worse than it has been in decades. I mean, it's really bad.
You think like me, Tom, no question about that. So I wanted to mention that. And the other one is economists are finally starting to say we can't trust the government data anymore.
Oh, this is because of the layoffs at the Bureau of Labor Management. At BLM.
Well, that's what they claim, and it very well could be, but it's more than just labor. I think it's all the departments. Mm-hmm. But, you know, personally, what I think is it doesn't matter what number they come up with. They show it to Trump, and then he'll say, here, this is the number you're going to use. Yeah. Personally, that's what I think.
They announced the job numbers this morning, I think it was, and wasn't it 129,000 new jobs, which is pretty strong. I mean, the private number that came out on Wednesday, I reported on this program, my recollection is it was fewer than 30,000 new jobs. So maybe the government is cooking the books?
You can't trust it. That's my personal thought, and now economists are seeming to finally get on board with, you know, this doesn't add up, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought I'd mention those two items.
Well,
thank
you, Ziggy. Great to hear from you. And
okay.
Appreciate it. 16 minutes. Past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So the latest soap opera reporting is that Elon wants to have a phone conversation with Trump, and Trump is telling him he's not going to take his call. Aww.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full attack, full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage from gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Because when religious freedom starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
A nation bled for liberty now drowns beneath the money stream. They crown the kings we overthrew. Let fascists march in red, white, blue. The Constitution's torn in two. Justice whispers, what did you do? The billionaires took the bench. Now the laws are rigged, the lines are etched. But we're not bowing, we're not through. We'll raise this flag till it's red, white, true. We've beaten tyrants once before. We'll break their grip and storm the door. This is the fight for our soul's defense. 'Cause the billionaires took the bench.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
All right, Tom. Well, before I get to my point really quickly, I've been calling all the Democrats on the Oversight Committee to ask them to elect Jasmine Crockett.
Oh, good on you, Ed.
But it continues where I have yet to speak to a single aide who has heard of Free Speech TV or your program. So what I do is I tell them about all the the members of Congress and Senator Whitehouse appear on your show and tell them to contact your people.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's just frustrating.
Well, but, you know, we're a little corner of the left wing media sphere, and
I know. I guess it was
the little engine that could.
I still have hopes that you know, when the and also they're a lot younger than I am, so they're going to different platforms. So, but my point this is something that happened to me last Sunday, and it goes back to my running thing about when will the Democratic Party start legitimately using fear. I was at a walk in a nature park, and there's this woman I see on a regular basis, and her and her husband, and she's on our side, and an intelligent woman. She was not aware of the SAVE Act.
Mm.
And what I told her what that was in, I could see it. Fear took over with her. She was like, there's no way that's going to happen. There's no way they're going to throw that many women, you know, married women off of voting rolls. And I just calmly explained to her. I said, this has passed the House of Representatives. Because she was giving me the tinfoil hat look.
Yeah.
And I explained to her that, no, this has.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, Ed, the SAVE Act says that if your birth certificate and your driver's license have different names on them, which is the case with about 90% of all married women in America, then you can't vote unless you can prove that you went before a court, before a judge, and legally changed your name, and you got to produce that documentation.
Yeah, exactly. And she just, and I was trying to explain this to her, and I said, this has passed the House of Representatives. She just like thought, no, this is just too far out there.
Yeah.
And it just ties into me with the caller you had who was asking Mark Pocan about why the Democratic Party is not making more noise about people getting thrown off of voting rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And your response, and I agree with that, it's time for the Democratic Party to start doing exactly to Republicans what the Republicans are doing to them, because not only is it not fair to mostly people of colors that the Democratic Party is not touching this, but it also makes the Democratic Party look weak.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom should do this. It would be a way for him to resuscitate his reputation.
Just
start mailing postcards, you know, caging postcards into upper middle class, Orange County, white suburban communities, you know, that are 90% Republican, and just bounce all those people off the voting rolls when they fail to return the cards.
Exactly, because this would cause such a commotion. And again, people, when you tell them they can be tossed off the voting rolls without even knowing it, that goes back to the fear factor.
Yep.
And again, and it would be great political theater, which is all the Democratic Party has right now.
Yeah.
But it works if you use it, and to a large extent, they ain't using it.
Yeah, no, I agree, Ed. I've proposed that before, and I always get pushback. Oh, we're the ethical ones. We don't do unethical things. God help us, exactly. Ed, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Can you imagine what would happen if J.B. Pritzker or Gavin Newsom bounced a couple hundred thousand Republicans off the voting rolls? Ha! I would love to see that.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book.
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
A lot of June Dairy Month breakfasts happening this weekend around the state of Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Friday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Today we're catching up with a couple celebrating the 45th anniversary of the first Green County Dairy Breakfast in southern Wisconsin. Bob and Nancy Faith were the first hosts of this breakfast on the farm. Nancy says they didn't know what to expect for their first time, so they had to stay nimble. She shares a special memory with us.
That night before, we had made muffins. The homemakers in the county had made muffins, and we had those stored in the shed, so they were right ready to go the next morning, and the ants got into some of them. So naturally, that cut our supply down. Before we ran out, I started calling around the county to get more donuts or more carbohydrates, whatever, for the breakfast. Yeah. So when I finally ended up, I went to Belleville, and they had a bakery at that time, and I said to her, can we buy your whatever you've got left? She said, sure. The sheriff was standing right beside me. He said, Nance, I'll go get those donuts. So when he left the dooryard, he threw on his lights, and he put on his siren, and away he went. That was a true donut run for a true cop.
And it's a good thing he went on that donut run, too. Nancy said they prepared for 1,000 people at that first Green County Dairy Breakfast, and well over 2,000 showed up. You can find a dairy breakfast near you at wisconsindairy.org. Stick around for a look at our midday commodity prices next.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Mmm, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Markets mostly favorable as we lead into the weekend. Cash corn up 2.5 cents at 442 a bushel. December new crop corn down a penny and three quarters at 446 and a half. Cash beans are up 5.25 cents at 1057 a bushel. November new crop beans up 2 cents at 1035 and a quarter. July new crop wheat is sitting neutral at 545 and a half. The July class 3 milk contract is up 12 cents, trading at 1876 a hundredweight. The August contract up 19 cents at 1920. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with calm winds and cooler temperatures, only scraping highs in the upper 60s. Good chance of showers, some rumbles of thunder are also possible this afternoon. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s, and a chance of showers popping up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She absolutely loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on Vibrience Super C Serum. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
We used to share maple and trust across the line. Now you're eyeing us like Alaska in 59. Mark Carney stepped up with a banker's grin. No trade deals with fascists, we won't let you win. He warned the crowd with a voice so clear. America wants our forests, our water, our beer. Guess being neighbors ain't the same when your buddy's full of hate and you're. Carney had no resume in Parliament's halls, but neither did Trump.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here. What's on your mind? Bob in Springfield, Illinois, listening to WNMF. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Thank you, Tom, as always, and keep doing the show as long as you can.
I will.
Thank you.
Although, advance warning, I am taking a week and a half, maybe 2 week vacation around the 4th of July.
So. Okay, well, thanks for the heads up on that. And
but Jefferson Smith will be here filling in for me, and he does a great job. So,
anyway, yes, he does.
Back to you, Bob.
Yes, we all appreciate what you do, man. I can speak for your audience on that.
Thank you.
All right, I have three things that have come up since I called, and so I'm going to try to be quick, and then I'll get to my topic. Number one, I'd love it if J.B. Pritzker kicked some Republicans off the Illinois voting rolls, but I think he's too decent of a man to do that.
You're probably right, Bob.
Number two, I agree with Ziggy on the fact that you can't trust what's coming out of the government. I don't think you can trust what's coming out of any of the agencies of the government right now, considering who we have in office, and that most dictators and authoritarians try to paint a rosier picture than what actually is occurring.
True.
And but I think the unemployment, as you know, the unemployment statistics have been, false for years because they don't count people that aren't looking for jobs. So,
or people who are underemployed. Yeah. If you counted those two groups, you've got unemployment numbers north of 20% right now.
Yes. And then the third thing, the first thing in your monologue, the second hour, sounds a lot like what I called about the last time I called, the loyalty oath. Remember when I called and told you that the federal workers have to fill out a questionnaire, or are supposed to answer a questionnaire about Trump and advancing his executive orders and things like that.
I do.
That sounds real similar to what you just talked about, so I wanted to mention that. Now, the topic that I called in about was the National Weather Service. Wednesday, you were talking about the Weather Service and how it was supposed to be sunny in Portland and it was raining and how the forecasts were becoming less accurate, which I've noticed over the last several months. here in Illinois. And then Joe called in from Oklahoma City and was talking about they had some tornadic thunderstorms, and the TV people weren't getting any information from the NWS, the National Weather Service.
Right.
And you had also mentioned, I believe, two or three weeks ago that when they had the tornadoes in Kentucky,
there was nobody there.
Weather Service.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
There was nobody manning the National Weather Service stations, so they didn't get the advance warning that they needed.
No, and that people came in, and that people came in out of the goodness of their heart because they did what they thought was right rather than just keep the office closed, what you had mentioned.
Yeah, that was actually there were two different offices. One never got staffed. The other one, they came in the middle of the night. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because I thought you'd mentioned that a couple, two or three weeks ago. I heard a report on Tuesday evening that our Mr. Knowledgeable, I know everything about everything, more than anybody else in the country does, economics and everything, our great leader.
You're talking about the bald-headed guy with the giant comb-over on in the White House?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. The guy with the orange face and, he actually granted an exemption to the National Weather Service so they could hire 100 new people after firing all the people that they fired so that they could put them in the field offices where they're understaffed.
Isn't
that amazing?
Now, I saw a headline on Drudge this morning to that effect, oops, we fired too many people, but I was on a hurry this morning doing show prep, and I didn't click through and read the article. Is that the one you're talking about, Bob?
Yes. I didn't see it on Drudge. I heard it on Tuesday. But I'm assuming he's referring to the same basic information that I heard.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he is so intelligent, isn't he? He fires all these people and then, oops, we've got to hire some back. That is really intelligent, isn't it?
Well, that wasn't just Trump. That was Elon Musk and his big balls and his other teenagers.
No, I understand, but I was just kind of tying the two together. I didn't mention Musk, but Trump does it so often, with the tariffs, and I'm going to do this, then I'm going to, no, I'm not going to do it, and you get what I'm saying. I know you do.
Yep.
I just wanted to call in and mention that on Anything Goes Friday, and I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Now keep up the keeping on, man.
Thank you, Bob. Great job.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. John in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, John. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey Tom. Everybody's talking about this big, team or two, and mention the fact, there's a simple equation out there. Rich man, nobody can tell him no, and it equals what? Elvis, Michael Jackson. I don't know. I mean, there's a saying in the program I'm in, you can't go from your fourth truck driving back.
John, you just faded right out.
I'm sorry.
Am I there? You're back now. You said you can't go from your poor drunk driving days to finish the sentence.
You're first.
Oh, I see.
You're first. It's a progressive guy. Be surprised if you have that news pretty soon and 14 women are on his body like jackals trying to split up his money. And, and another thing, when you were reading about the kind of the utopian data world that you're expressing, I just think in the end, I think you know this too, there's the three self-centered fears that every human has, and that's fear I'm not going to get something I want, fear that something I have is going to get taken away from me, and fear that I'm not going to be perceived by my fellow man the way that I want to be perceived. It's more intense in some people than others, but I don't think you'll ever be able to bridge that gap.
Right, and some politicians have gotten very good at exploiting that gap. And in fact, that's the message of the Great Replacement Theory is, you white guys, the Jewish people are going to pay to have black guys replace you. And, this is the stuff that Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and these other white supremacists are constantly promoting.
Hey, I got
one
more thing. I got one more thing, Tom. Mm. You and I were born in the city that first put fluoride in the water.
Oh, really? Grand Rapids was the first city to have fluoride?
Yes, it was.
How about that?
And
well, I still have my teeth.
They put a tooth in the middle of the Grand River one time celebrating that or something, like a big artistic tooth or something.
Oh, but anyway,
you know, when you talked about Republicans wanting to take a chemical out of the water when they're, you know, their tendency is to pour as much chemical in the water as they can. I just wonder if there's a payoff from the fluoride industry. You know, I use that at fluoride, you know, because I'm a recovering alcoholic and it doesn't have alcohol in it. And I'm wondering, you know, what does it take for them to spend some money to get these guys to take the fluoride out of the water so they can sell more of their product?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe tinfoil on the head, but who knows? It's
I doubt the dentists are behind this, but, you know, God only knows.
No, not dentists, but the fluoride manufacturers of a fluoride.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
No, I don't think the dentists are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the dentist would be.
My understanding is that the fluoride is fairly cheap because it's a byproduct of manufacturing aluminum. So, although I could be wrong on that, fact check me on that. John, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you in Grand Rapids there, the town where I was born too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shop Mando, M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com, code TOM. Bring back your rights. The hour, picking up your calls here, Al in Franklin Park, Illinois. Hey, Al, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. You got to get some of those songs on the top 40 list.
Yeah, they're all over. I just the other day Googled music by Louise and Tom Hartman, and it just popped up all over the place. So the songs
very good,
are readily available.
They have some good messages.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up the No Kings rally next weekend, mm-hmm. and I was going to say that I've been to several rallies in Chicago, and including the Hands Across Chicago, and they're all very positive and great to be at. And my question is, how do we or how does progressive media hype these better in the next week to get people out there? Mm. Even online on the websites and everything, because we know that 3.5% rule. They talk about that any peaceful protest that got to that many people, and we're in a time of protest right now, a time of activism.
I agree.
Now.
Yeah, it reminds me of the 60s a lot. And thank you for the reminder, Al, that this is just next weekend. It's just upon us, and I'll try to remember to mention it at least every hour for the next five business days. All next week. Because you're right.
We're up against the media monster machine
right
now, and that includes the the fascists, the oligarchs, and the Christian nationalists. And they're all controlling the media. That's got your three in it. Agreed. And we got to fight against them and just find ways to smartly get around them. We got more people. We're better than they are. You know, we just have to figure this out and get out. You know, we're kind of in a liberal or progressive bubble, and we sure did find that out when Kamala Harris didn't get elected.
Yeah. Well, I think the Trump presidency has been a hell of a wake-up call for America and Americans, and I'm like I said earlier, I'm actually quite optimistic about the next five, 6 years. But I think it's going to be a real tough at least, 15 months before we start seeing any change. Al, thanks for the call. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom. The housing crisis, 2008, the Fed had a decision to make. Do we give the homes back to the bankers and to save the economy, or do we give the homes to the people to save the economy? Mm-hmm. And I'd say they did what they did. So what we need to do is when we get in power, we got to check the box or have them check the box before the election and say, listen, we create a law that says the Fed shall give the homes back to the homeowner to save the economy, because I'm sure a free home or a home for everyone will certainly save the economy. Yeah. And I believe that we could lower the interest rate by at least a single point at least. And racist Powell, when you view everything like that, he talked to Trump for the clown, the fraudulent guy clown, a couple weeks ago. And he talked, Trump, the clown, said, Powell lowered. He said, listen, his statement was, I solely, carefully, I based my decision solely and carefully on objective and non-political analysis. But when you view it through a racist decision, MSNBC analysis looked at it and said, no, he can't lower the interest rate because he pointed to the fact that mortgage rates went up. Yes, but because the economy grew, and he knows brown and black people had more money in their pocket, so they could charge more money for the interest rate. So the guy that was pointing out to the economy about the race, about the, why he couldn't lower the rate to the interest rate, he was pointing to the racism within the system, because the racists and the Fed chairs, they saw the economy grew so they could raise the interest rate. And then the guy that's doing the analysis pointed to the fact that couldn't lower it because of his racism. Well,
what was racist about this analysis, Dave? I must have missed something.
The gentleman said, the guy that did the analysis pointed to the mortgage rates, that they went up when the Fed chair lowered the interest rate. The last time Fed Powell lowered their interest rate,
that's because 10-year treasuries were going up.
No. Well,
And that was because the government couldn't sell them, and that was because the national debt has gotten so big that it's freaking people out. But Dave, thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. It's the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break with Bob Kennedy's War on Science, and we'll be picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain. visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supply.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, authorities announced they have thwarted a mass shooting plot at a Pontiac High School graduation ceremony. One suspect is in custody and they're still searching for another. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says his deputies received a tip about that threat against the event on social media and recovered loaded firearms at the scene.
When you consider the weapons that were there, the individuals that were involved who have a history of being involved with weapons and violence, one is on probation for a weapons offense.
He called on the public to come forward with any other information that helps the case. President Trump tells ABC News' Jonathan Carl that he's not ready to talk to Elon Musk after their public falling out over the budget bill. The back-and-forth posts on social media have stopped for now. And volatile storms on the march across the nation's midsection today after tearing across parts of Texas. And smoke that drifted into the U.S. from Canada is easing a bit. This is ABC News.
You can also